Welcome back, everybody. This is Gardening Naturally. This is the Jeff Crushes Your Hopes and Dreams episode. As we talk about, we have some serious damage coming between the cold, the ice, and as they talk, the severe wind gusts that we're going to get. It is a horrid combination. And for the most part, the best you can do is go inside, stay warm, because we're probably going to lose power a lot too, and cross your fingers. There's few steps you can take right now to protect your plants from the upcoming weather, other than bringing them in if you can. If they're a native or adapted plant that would have been in the Austin Grow Green Guide, and they've been in the ground any length of time, couple, 3 years, they're probably going to get through this just fine. Those of you with cactus and agave, wow, we're going to lose a lot of them. This is really cold weather. This is colder than most nurseries would shop for cactus and agave. They may look for ones that are hardy to 15 degrees. We're going to be half that. Cover them up if you want to try to protect them, but it is going to be so cold that even covering them will not be able to prevent the level of cold we're looking at. Let's go to the phone. This is Roger. Roger, thanks for hanging on. What can I help you with?
Hi there. I have about a three-year-old, 5 foot tall mountain laurel. And I think maybe after listening to you, what most I can do is maybe mulch it maybe and just leave it alone.
You should have some good faith in that mountain laurel. It is not a 15-year in the ground mountain laurel, which might be a little more cold hardy, but 2 or 3 years is still time for it to really start setting its roots and protecting itself. We would find mountain laurels up in the panhandle. And you know how cold it can get there.
Yeah.
Most of the damage I think you're going to be most concerned with is if they're really iced over and we get a lot of wind. Because wind, heavy ice on branches, you may break some branches. But the plant itself should make it through this kind of weather. Mulching it, absolutely good idea. Can't do any harm. That little bit of extra protection, good thing.
Okay.
But in the big picture, I think it's going to make it through this.
And same for, I have like a six-year-old Monterey oak. It's bending over, but it's, you know, I haven't mulched the bottom of it. I should probably mulch that too, I suppose.
No, I would be less concerned about it. It is a tree that would be found even further north than Oklahoma. So
okay.
It should be able to handle the cold, especially as old as it is. One thing you're going to notice, we would normally consider a Monterey oak to be a semi-evergreen tree. In a normal winter, it may keep leaves on it all the time. I can guarantee you it's going to drop all its leaves this winter.
Okay.
But it should put on new leaves as soon as the weather changes. Mine looks like somebody took the end of every branch and stuck it in the dirt right now. With the exception of the central leader, it almost looks like an open flower. I haven't, thankfully. I've gone out and checked, and I don't see any cracked or broken branches, so I'm feeling pretty confident about that. My Monterey's been in the ground a dozen years, maybe a little bit longer, and I expect it to fully come back from this kind of cold. Six-year-old tree, I would be really confident of it.
Okay. Well, good deal. Thank you. I appreciate all your information.
Yes, sir, and good luck. Yeah, folks, it's a cross your fingers thing. Most of the plants, if you planted from the Grow Green Guide list of native and adapted plants, and they've been in the ground some period of time, 2 or 3 years, They're going to suffer damage, but they should make it through this. Let's go to the phone. This is Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Morning. I wanted to hit on that wrapping the trees, even though it's iced over. I was going to do the... Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was going to do the chicken wire with the hay inside. Would that actually melt the ice and have a little less protection?
No. And, God, I'm so happy you mentioned that, Scott, because that's a really effective and easy way to protect the crown of that tree, to protect where it goes in the ground. This is a super good idea, folks. Just take some excess chicken wire. I would think 2 foot in height would be a good start. If you had three, great. And make a circle 4 or 5 times the diameter of the tree. Put it around the tree and then stuff that with hay. Yeah, that's a good insulator. I don't know that it would provide so much insulation as to raise the temperature enough to melt the ice. It's going to insulate that tree, but we're talking, it's going to make it feel like it's 25. As cold as we're going to get, it's really unlikely that that kind of insulation would keep it above freezing. But 25 is not a bad temperature. That's a really simple and easy idea. And, you know, folks can use the chicken wire, and if they don't have any straw or hay, you can fill that with mulch. You'll get the same effect. It is going to add protection and even a little bit of protection. Something so easy as you suggest can make a big difference, in this kind of weather. I forget that idea. I've used it before. I'm really glad you called and suggested that, Scott.
Well, you did crush my dreams. I was hoping I'd be able to sit inside by the fireplace all day instead. So I was hoping the ice would protect it better.
Well, I'm not responsible for that, but I do have a suggestion. If you're going to have to go out in this, do so before tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was my main thing to do today. But since you were talking about the ice and it's got 1/2 inch on all sides, and their twigs. I mean, I just planted them this year, so they haven't had much growth. So I was wondering if the ice would just be perfectly fine to keep almost all these. I have, I don't know, 6 of them that I was going to, 6 old trees.
You're making
and
a little bit
stuff.
Of a gamble. The ice is going to act as an insulation. So the question would be, is the crown that's going into the ground, that's not covered with ice. And we're actually reaching temperatures cold enough that we may see the top inch or two of the ground freeze.
Okay, but I wouldn't need to...
I would protect that part.
Okay, well, my whole idea was to get the chicken wire. I don't know, I think it's 3 feet tall. And then do the blanket on top of that. But like I said, they're sticks, so the ice on top should protect the top part, and I would just need to protect the crown then with the hay.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I think you would. I think that would be well worthwhile effort in this weather to do something that would have a really good return for you. Protecting the crown's more important than protecting the upper branches.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I'll stay warm.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Scott. Folks, I'm up against a break here. Aline, Cecilia, I see. Can you hang on? We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to The Freeze. Let's go to the phone. This is Aline. Good morning. What can I help you with?
Yes, good morning. I have a 4, maybe 5-year-old magnolia tree that I'm concerned about. One side, one of the heavier branches is, I'm not even sure if it's broken, but it certainly is sagging, of course, covered with ice. Will magnolias make it in this weather in central Texas?
You know, I would normally say yes, because we have several varieties that we use that are well adapted to our environment. and you have had it in the ground long enough that it should be established in our soil, which really helps make the plant more cold tolerant. There is a chance, though, we would see magnolias fairly far north. I remember seeing them in southern Iowa, central Illinois, big and beautiful, but that wasn't exactly the variety that we would normally plant here in central Texas. I think it's going to survive. It's a well-established tree. It may be a question, though, that you want to keep your fingers crossed. I'm not sure if our adapted varieties, which are really more for the heat than the cold, I don't know how to report on those. We don't have this kind of cold normally, and I don't remember hearing the last time we got it whether or not we saw damages in these kind of trees. I don't think we did. But if it's any consolation, I think it's going to do fine, but lots of good thoughts and finger crossing just to make sure.
Yes, and the wind, I think, I'm concerned. When we get that wind tomorrow, the branch that's sagging, the two branches that are actually sagging, well, perhaps if the ice melts off those branches, it might give them a little bit of a spring back up, but I am concerned. But just as with everybody else, we just pray that some of our plants do survive and look pretty come spring. So thank you for your help.
Hey, good luck, and I got my fingers crossed for you. Thanks for the call, Eileen. Yeah, this is really a key here, she mentioned. If we could have 33 degrees worth of temperature for 4 hours today to melt most of that ice off the trees, we would experience a whole lot less damage when the breezes start coming through. But we can't get above that weather. We can't get above that line, and that's really holding us back. That's what's going to cause the damage. Let's go to Cecilia. Good morning, Cecilia. What can I help you with?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. So I've been listening to everything you've been talking about this morning. I'm curious, though. I've got three bay leaf trees and containers, and they're, of course, all frosted over. And I was just trying to move one, and it'll break. But I'm just curious, should I just leave it as is or try to move it in if needed? Or is that something that I need to worry about with that kind of a plant?
How invested are you in them? In other words, if they all froze, would it be a big deal? Because if you can move them, I would consider moving them inside. We're cold enough that it could kill the bays. Now, being in a container and the soil moist in the container and you cover them, I don't know, maybe that would be enough. But if you could move them, they would be much happier if you can stick them in the garage till we're on the other side of this. They will freeze out here in central Texas. It's got to be cold, and guess what? We're going to be cold.
Right.
So it's the value of the plant to you.
Yeah, I'll get them into my shed at least to see them. I do have a question on growing pepper plants, whether it's bell peppers or just hot peppers. So I have several started there, but I started like, I don't know, 12. I used seed starter mix, and only three have started to germinate, and they've been in there for, I have them under lights and on a heating mat, and I don't know, is there any trick to getting, it seems like the bell peppers usually are difficult to germinate.
Since you planted them?
Oh, it's been 3 weeks, at least 3 weeks. I can't remember the date on them.
Okay. Sacrifice one of them. Pull the soil out of the container that you're growing it in for one of these, and see if you can find the seeds. See if it germinated. It can be slow. I would think after 3 weeks you'd be seeing them by now, But yeah. Sacrifice one, and if you find that the seed is there and it's like, yeah, it's wet and soggy and not doing a thing, I might consider you have time. You could plant another round of seed.
Okay. So is it, can I use the same soil that I started these in that for those that haven't germinated?
I think you'd be okay if it's fresh for this season. I don't think that there was a direct disease relationship causing the problem. And when you look at the seed, you're going to kind of be able to tell that by if you find one that germinated and the little bit of root it put out turns a dark gray color and wrinkly and maybe even falls off at the touch, that might be a disease in the soil. And that would be one of those, I need to get fresh soil to plant these in. But if you got it fresh this season to start them with it, I would find that really unlikely. I think you should check and see if you just need to be more patient, or it's possible that you need another round of seed because you got a really bad batch, which is unusual. Maybe they aren't germinating because you just happen to have seed not doing its best.
Okay. They may be older seeds, too, so I may just need to start with some fresher ones.
And that can happen. That's not an unusual situation. So don't give up on them, but, cut your loss. If you look and they're just not germinating, you've got plenty of time to start fresh.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. And I just wanted to remind everybody to don't forget to feed the birds.
Right.
Burn food out.
Yeah, and this is really bad and hard weather for them. They're used to it, folks. But putting out some seed and feed, not a bad idea for them. Cecilia, thank you much for the call. Paul, Jerry, I see you there. We're coming up on a news break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone. This is Paul. Paul, thanks for hanging on. What can I help you with?
Yeah, hi. We had a cold up here in Mount Temple. We had cold snap about 4 or 5 days ago. We got ice rain, and it hasn't unthawed. And I covered all of my young plants and new, like, loquat trees with plastic containers, be it 5-gallon buckets or the leaf, 30-gallon leaf containers. And they've been covered ever since. And so my question is, how long can these plants be in total darkness and still be okay? They've been, yeah.
Paul, this is a really good question. Generally speaking, if it's a healthy plant, if it was growing well before this nasty cold hit, you could probably go a week and not even phase the plant at all. Now, when you take that cover off, they're going to be drooping and they're not going to look the best, but the plant should be okay to be covered. I have a 20-gallon container with a citrus tree in it. It has been put in a second building I have on my property, an unheated building that stays above freezing, and it has no light at all. And I'm going to keep it in there more than a week. And I expect it. I've done it before to this plant. I expect it to not like it, not look the best when I pull it out, but it will survive it. And even the minute I pull it out, one day of sun, some sunshine at all, you'd be amazed at how quickly they recover from this.
Okay.
It's a catch-22.
Well,
do I uncover it because it needs light and then risk freezing it? So it's not an easy choice sometimes. But the minute you can see decent weather, yeah, get it some sun as soon as you can, and you may find out that our weather is going to make us cover everything back up again, or we're going to break into spring for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you can go a week or more.
All right. Well, I have the other concern is, as I mentioned that we've been iced in the whole time, so there's going to be an ice seal to the ground on some of these. Should I break that seal and put something under to ventilate it?
No, that shouldn't really be necessary. The volume of cover you have over the plant is going to, no matter how you try it, is still going to leak a little bit of air, and that plant is not going to suffer for lack of oxygen.
Okay.
You may actually have an advantage with that seal where it'll act a little bit like insulation and keep the temperature underneath the cover a little bit warmer than outside air, but you shouldn't have to go around and break it loose. The soil is giving off oxygen and carbon dioxide, even in these cold temperatures, totally naturally. I think the plant will be fine under the covers. Sunlight is probably more critical to them than the oxygen or carbon dioxide levels.
Okay, so as soon as the sun comes out, go out there and break the cover, let them get the sun. If it's going to get cold again, put the covers back on. Is that
you'll need to. And when I say as soon as the sun comes out, meaning as soon as the sun comes out and the temperature is close to slightly above freezing,
okay.
We still need to protect it from the cold. And I know that's days away, according to the weather reports.
Okay.
But I think you'll be surprised. They're going to look horrid. I got to tell you, they're not going to look good. But the minute they can get some sunshine, they should recover from this.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Yeah, this is tough, folks. Do I get them sunlight or do I protect them from the cold? These are the things we deal with. And everybody needs to remember one really important thing. Be grateful. This is your backyard garden or your landscape. You don't have to make a living or survive what's growing in your backyard garden. You can still go to HEB or some other grocery store and get food. Think about the farmers that are out there who are going to lose massive amounts of their crop. When we get back to where we can shop again and the weather's not freezing, go to your farmer's market. There's nothing you could do that would help farmers better than the purchase from them over the next few weeks, because they're going to take a brutal hit. Let's go to the phone. This is Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. What can I help you with?
Hey, how's it going? I had a question about fava beans, the broad beans. I planted a couple of successions of favas starting in, I think, September, and the plants are looking good, they have a lot of flowers, they're being visited by pollinators, but I have never had a single flower set bean. What am I doing wrong?
I have run into this situation, and I've gone back and looked, and I read my notes, and went through everything I could find. And I've never come up with a reasonable answer as to why I'm not getting the flowering plant to produce favas for me. I've actually had like four plants in a row not produce one and the next one produce really heavy. I've had pollinators, and I think that's really important. They should be able to do pretty good without them. The only other thing I can think of is there some soil condition, and I haven't been able to nail that down. Is it because the temperatures are wrong? That could be a value. I've noticed that when the temperatures get too warm, production drops right off. I'm not going to set any more beans. But when we're in the cold weather that it likes and it still doesn't set, it makes me pull my hair out. I've never been able to go, there is one definitive answer, and if I fix that from then on, I'm always going to get beans on them. Sometimes old seed can do that if it's not fresh seed every season, but most people always have fresh seed for it. I think that we are too cold right now. Favas can go down to about 10 and handle it, but that means they're staying alive. That doesn't mean that they're wanting to produce beans for you. So right now, the cold temperatures may be affecting that. But yeah, they can be truly frustrating. Fortunately, I love them fresh. I love the beans themselves. But at least they... at least they're improving my soil and giving me organic matter if they're not giving me beans. That's not a great answer. But yeah, I've run into that frustration with that plant, and it just drives me nuts. I can have great years and I can have 0 years, and I don't know what's the factor that causes it.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, and I used three different seed packets in these different plantings, so I don't think it was the beans themselves.
I do have a question for you, though, Jerry. You're not fertilizing them either, are you?
I am not, and that's always a question I had about all different kinds of beans, since they fix nitrogen. Should or should not be fertilizing them?
You should not have to provide them with supplemental nitrogen. So all of those that are fixing nitrogen, they're saving that for themselves, and it's providing their source of nitrogen to grow. Extra nitrogen can easily drive them into, let me make a lot of leaves, I'll never produce a bean again. So beans, the legumes that fix nitrogen, you should not have to provide them extra nitrogen to grow. That's one of the great advantages of them. They will never give that nitrogen up to anybody else till you kill them, though. You got to turn them into the soil for them to release all the nitrogen they've stored in their roots and return it to the soil. So just remember, when you're done with the crop, don't pull them out. You can cut them off, leave those roots in the soil so that nitrogen will get re-released. But a bean, a legume, shouldn't need supplemental nitrogen as it's growing. It will not be beneficial to production.
Okay. It's really disappointing. Seed packets were expensive too, but I guess I'll try again.
Yeah, and you should have a great crop. If it's any consolation, this happens for every plant. You really want to hear people complain? Call in August and listen to the arguments over tomatillas. People will plant dozens of them and not get a single tomatilla, and it's like, what do I do about it? How do I fix it? And it's a really complex answer that has to do with the tomatilla's DNA that is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I learned my lessons on tomatilla. I planted them once. Big giant plants, not a single fruit. I'll just buy those from the grocery store, like you say, or farmer's market or whatever.
That's a good way to do it, Jerry. Jerry, I'm up against a break. Thank you much for the call, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks, to Gardening Naturally and the Everything You Don't Want to Hear show. A friend of mine just texted me something that's important to understand. There are a lot of folks driving around neighborhoods with chainsaws offering to cut branches and stuff like that for you. Be cautious with those folks. If you have a branch that has fallen to the ground, that's one thing, because it's already dead and you may need it out of the way. If you get somebody driving by and they want to start trimming your trees for you, be cautious. Make sure they know what they're doing and that they've got some credentials to show you, because if they mess up your tree, there's nothing you can do about it. They drove by, you said yes, and you'll never see them again. So be careful for people who are offering you assistance, because it's one of those times where their help caused more trouble than you ever had to deal with. So understand that. Second, I got a text, and I understand this question. We had some pretty nice weather, and maybe you kind of jump the gun a little bit, to go out there and get a lot of plants that you want in the ground early. Now, this could be a perennial, this could be some herbs, this could be flowers. Now the question is, well, it's so cold that covering them is not going to be enough. What if I dig them up and put them in a pot and bring them inside? If you had 4-inch plants, don't do that. They weren't that expensive. Buy a new 4-inch plant. As I've said before, they're plants, not puppies. It's okay, folks, to sacrifice a plant. A good gardener has to be able to do that because some plants will get diseases that can affect the entire garden. And if you're not willing to pull it out of the ground and throw it away, you're just risking all of your other parts of your garden. I don't see it being worth the effort, even if you planted a couple of flats, you know, 18 or 20 plants of a particular flower, there's no way that's worth the effort of digging them all up just to try to protect them from this cold. Cover them where they are in the ground. Who knows? They may make it. But to dig them back up, sorry, I am particular about minimizing labor inputs. That's a really beautiful euphemism for I'm generally lazy. If I'm going to do that, I am not digging them back up. I don't consider that to be worth my effort, especially when it's freezing outside today, to go pull them back up, throw them in a pot or back in their containers, and bring them inside. Sometimes in your efforts, it's better to cut your losses. But if you want to do that, go ahead. I really suggest, though, that you look at middle ground. If it's really concerning you, cover them. Do your best to get a good cover over them. Cross your fingers. Worst case scenario, you're replacing some plants. Best case, you're not having to go outside in the cold, dig them all up, find a place for them, and plant them again. Maybe some of them make it. And if they don't, it's really not that big a deal, okay? They're plants, not puppies. Folks, it's going to be brutal weather over the next few days. And our landscapes are going to take a terrible, terrible beating. We're going to lose a lot of plants, and it's going to be disappointing. We are going to see a lot of damage to our trees, and it may be dangerous because if you have tree branches that come out over your home, which you should never have, or come out over your car in the driveway, please go move your car. 20 and 30 mile an hour breezes blowing on trees covered in ice doesn't end well. So be careful out there. Be ready for this. Be disappointed. Totally get it. I hate this kind of weather when this happens. You know, we have the flip side of it, though. When we don't get rain for 60 days and it's 100 degrees, this is what nature does. Nature always decides, not us. So I suggest getting yourself a cup of coffee or cocoa, curling up in front of the TV, binge watch, and in a couple of days, you can go out and assess the damage. Folks, this is Gardening Naturally. I'll be back again tomorrow morning at 8. Hope to hear you listening then. See you tomorrow.